This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's time for preseason game number 3.
Let's go. We got football.
Wake up, you bastards. Let's get going.
We had high school last night.
Let's get going,
damn it. Football.
Had high school last night. Had some high school ass football last night, boy. Now it's time for the big boys to take over tomorrow.
I already got a sheet.
In a preseason game.
Did you get a sheet? I got a sheet.
We weren't doing that anymore.
Well, I got it, is all I'm saying.
We weren't doing that anymore.
And somebody was pretty, pretty happy about a certain Avon team covering the spread.
Reflog took that whole thing over, man. That was it. Sharps and Vermillion are down in Columbus now. That was mm-hmm. That's that whole deal. That's it, brother. You want to go over the sheet right now?
No.
Go over the sheet right now.
Thought,
the Sharps and Vermillion. I don't know if the guys in the track suit are awake, but if you want to go over
early,
the sheet, go right ahead.
They were up late recalibrating because we already had some games around the state, and that throws everything into a tizzy. So once they're able to do that, you know, those guys, normally they don't sleep.
Come on, give me one. Give them a taste there, Vegas Vic. Let's go.
First of all, did you see who was at that game last night?
There was Greg Newsom, Dylan Sampson, and I think someone else.
Who was it? Was it
Shador
the kicker?
Shador Sanders was at the game.
It was Shador, and he was taking pictures. He was kissing babies.
Yeah, he was, man.
Always.
That's a guy who's made
always
the 53-man roster. That's a guy who's definitely made the roster.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a guy who's worried about his positioning on the team.
Hell no, shouldn't be either. Ain't no way they're cutting him. I'd be pretty apoplectic if I came in on Wednesday after if they would cut him. I don't know how I'd react. So
St. Ed's laying 21.5.
Against who?
Pick North, one of the 34 Pickeringtons. We got, 34 Westervilles? 30 Worthingtons.
Well, I think you only have a couple of Westervilles.
It's just every.
But you have it.
Every
some,
school in Columbus has like
few
tripled.
Few Worthingtons. Andrews now.
Oh yeah.
Hilliard Davidson.
Oh, they got 3 or 4 of those. Darby.
Hilliard Owen Lotteman. Archbishop Owen Lotteman.
Oh yeah.
Olin Tangy Olin Lotteman. Yeah.
Down there.
Maslin. Maslin. Minus 27.
I'm not
and
allowed
the
to comment on that. I am going to go the Kirk Herbstreit way. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to go to Maslin today for Friday Night Touchdown. I'm not allowed to comment on such matters. The RV's headed down Route 21, friendos.
Well, you ride in on Obi.
Obi, they ain't allowed to have Obi anymore.
Okay.
I don't know how that whole thing worked. I know a lot of people are upset. I used to go to the Maslin McKinley game.
I've heard quite the stories.
I used to go,
who I've met.
Well, I don't want to... I don't mean to tell tales out of school here, All I know is that there was a guy, you'd go to the Maslin-McKinley game every year, and for whatever reason, my uncle insisted on sitting on the Maslin side, and he was like the biggest McKinley booster you would ever run into. And that Tiger was cool, man. They'd march that thing out there in that big cage, and I know Pete will have a problem with it, but man, I was 7 years old looking at that thing. I go, man, that thing is cool as hell. Check that big cat out. And then they had the two Bulldogs, which I think they may still have the two Bulldogs. I'm not sure. Those were cool. You didn't want to pet any of the three because they'd all bite you. And then there was an old man at the time. He has to be passed by now. And he took care of Obi. But they had like a new Obi every year because eventually the cat gets too big and you can't take care of that cat.
No.
But it was nice. It was nice. It was a nice thing. I don't think they have Obi anymore. Yeah, Bill Caples down there doing the play-by-play, the whole deal. Yeah, that's Americana right there, brother. Anyway, sorry, you got me going on small-town America. Already, I got Zindiana Jones tweeting at me here. Green giving away 9.5 versus Indian Valley today. That's real? Indian Valley's a state champ.
It's there. I see them.
The Bulldogs are laying 9.5? Damn. About to do an obituary read coming up here at 6:22, I'll tell you. We're getting small town America here,
folks.
We got
Cincinnati spreads, Molar, Princeton.
Elder?
This is great.
It's not a real sheet if Elder ain't on there. I don't want to hear it.
Coda West, St. X.
You glad it's dress rehearsal on Saturday? Tomorrow?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know.
I'm asking the question that you wanted to ask. I don't know why I asked it like that. I should have just been like, Tone, ask me the question and I'll answer.
Well, here's the thing. You know, these teams are all operating in different ways. And normally, the coaches kind of talk to each other, not just before the joint practices. They even talk before the preseason games just to kind of get a feeling of what do you want to accomplish? What do we want to accomplish?
I don't understand you guys who bet on that stuff. Like Filippone's like, I won $400. I go, what are you doing betting on it?
Yeah. You
might as well be betting on pro wrestling.
Well, I think you bet on it because you have a good understanding of whether or not your team's going to play the guys and whether the line reflects that. Because this is the time when the lines are going to be out of whack. So this is where the value is.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some guy cleaning up on it who's calling me the biggest idiot in the world right now as he gets ready to go buy himself a new patio set.
You heard Stefanski say he was going to treat it like a dress rehearsal. And then he said the starters were going to get most of the starters. Not Miles Garrett's of the world, right? But most of the starters were going to get 20 to 25 plays. Joe Flacco was going to get 20 to 25 plays.
Yeah.
Denzel Ward's probably not going to play, right?
No.
Yeah, we're hoping he can be ready for week one.
No, he is not playing. No. So him and Miles are not playing.
Yeah. Njoku, is he going to play?
I'd imagine no.
Okay. But a lot of starters will be playing.
Yeah, I bet the offensive line maybe sans Joel.
But then it's weird because didn't you hear that the Rams, some guys might not even making the flight?
No, it's Matt Stafford, I think, is not making the flight. Of course, he's got a bad back. You don't want to put him on a plane across the country, but you're going to let him play in 17 games, apparently.
Sure. Why not?
He has to have his back fused together. He has to have a bacchiotomy, and he has to get an epidural. I mean, that's basically what it is. Am I wrong, Owen? Am I wrong? Is that
no, but I just typed in Matt Stafford in the X search, Twitter search. The first thing that came up was Matt Stafford dead.
What?
That's what there's...
The epidural went too far.
No, he's not. I'm just saying that's where it's at right now with their preseason with Matt Stafford.
Good God. Anywho... So you're not glad it's a dresser, or you're not happy it's a dresser?
It's just that
you want to see a little bit of Joe.
Yeah, I wanted to see our starters versus their starters if we were going to do
this. Our starters versus their starters. What's the line right now if you wanted to do such a thing? I don't know if you want to talk about the line. We'll just move on there. But either way, if we're not going to play basically any of their starters and you have some starters going out there, you do what you do with that. I think that
we
tomorrow...
We shouldn't talk about the line, but it's currently Cleveland -7.5.
Ooh! Doggies. It went up. Thought it was only 6.5 yesterday listening to an afternoon drive. Okay. Up to 7.5 now. They'll be in town later. The Rams will be. And I don't know. I don't think they don't play any of their. It seems that Sean McVay hates preseason with a rigorous passion that would make a lot of fans excited, which is a weird franchise because you do the. they're an interesting franchise because you do like the whole monkey see, monkey do thing in the NFL. It's like, well, they kept out all their starters. Look what they did. They went out and won the Super Bowl. It's like, yeah, not everybody has that type of culture. You got to really have strong people in your locker room if you're going to not sharpen iron by going out there and playing football.
Well, look
at basically how that works.
Look at the Bengals this year. They didn't want to get off to an 0-2 start for the fourth straight year.
You got Joe Burrow out there
taking
Bob Greasy Super Bowl VI sacks out there. Now that is an historical reference. Listen, they need their work. They got to get their work in. I can't be terrified of injuries. I don't want Joe to get hurt, for crying out loud. Like, I am a little bit concerned about that. But, I mean, hey, it's preseason. It's football. These things happen. So you asked, are you okay with losing a guy for the season?
Well, that's what I want to get to, because
the risk is the risk.
I saw a bunch of fans were excited that they were going to actually play some guys. And you can tune in and watch, although, you know, you're not going to see Shedeur Sanders till what, the third quarter? Against what? The Rams fifth stringers?
He's going to be the third quarterback, right?
Yeah. So
there's going to be a lot of waiters and guys who are trying to get scripts approved that are playing for the Rams somehow.
Yeah.
It's going to be that one quarterback from that one Lifetime movie that got all emotional and got in people's Twitter because of how he threw the football.
They're walking around with their headshots trying to get hired by Shedeur for their film crew.
That dude was so upset. What was that movie? That girl walks right into there to that practice and starts having conversations with him, and he sucked, and he decided to do a video of him throwing, and he still sucked in real life. Go ahead, Tone.
So I do wonder, like, if you are excited, right, to tune in and see your Cleveland Browns and most of the starters play, you then, can we say, then you can't get upset if somebody gets injured and is going to miss time?
I can't.
You can't have it both ways.
I solemnly swear I can't get upset.
I need a firm pledge.
Well, wait a minute. I can be a little depressed, can I?
Yeah, you
I
can just, be depressed. I'm just, yeah.
Okay,
but
upset
means
I'm not
going to
come in here and cuss
Stefanski.
Out the Browns. Okay, exactly. I'm not going to come in here and cuss out Kevin Stefanski if a guy gets hurt tomorrow.
No matter who.
No matter who.
No matter who.
Because the biggest names aren't playing. Miles ain't playing. Denzel ain't playing. I'm not sure about Njoku. I'm not sure about that. He is a big name. Again, I assume Joel is not going to play. DeJuan played last week.
Yeah, they want to get him reps.
Yeah. So, I mean, he had to get ready for it. So, listen, I can't sit there and coach the injury and be terrified of injury, because if you're just terrified of injury, you're going to get canned. So, yeah, go ahead, get your work in there tomorrow and see what you do against those guys. It might be a little bit distressing because you got guys who are probably playing for some sort. I don't know if it's with the Rams. I think anybody who may play tomorrow, I don't know if they're, I mean, you can't sit all 53 guys that are going to make your roster, but it seems that the Rams are probably going to try to sit as many of the 53 as they can who they think are going to make their roster. So you're going to have some desperate individuals out there in Rams uniforms who are trying to put something on tape. So it's the old Cactus Jack thing. You never know what they're going to do. They got nothing to lose. So if they got nothing to lose, bang, bang, they're going to go right after you. So that might be something.
I just don't want to hear.
I don't want to hear any bickering.
If you didn't get in today,
okay,
to voice
fair.
Your displeasure
okay.
with them playing guys in the dress rehearsal, and you've had all week.
474-0092.
You've had all week to complain.
You've had all
How
week.
Many complaints have we gotten this week?
Zero.
Zero. Guess what?
Because I think everybody knows they need
Guess
their work.
Guess what? You don't get to call in on Monday irate about the organization of the coach if somebody gets injured.
Well, because they didn't play no one last year, and you saw what happened last year. They certainly weren't ready to play. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys are still scoring points on that game.
Ass kicked by a team that was not good.
It's got a boat race by a team that, again, was not that good. So, yeah, I don't want to.
So, should you pre-complain today so that you can post
Yeah, get your complaints in. If you want the right to complain. It has to be legitimate, right? You can't be just doing it.
Well, yeah,
it for
but
the
if
show.
You complain today, you can't call in. If you complain today,
yep.
And they somehow sit all these guys you want them to sit, then I don't want to hear you in week three how soft they are.
Mm. Ooh, I like that.
It's a double-edged sword.
Exactly.
Okay.
So
you can't do the they weren't ready to play. Well, you didn't want them to play anybody.
So one way or another, you better be a hard ass about things. If you don't want them to play, you better tell us. But you better be hard as hell when you tell us you don't want them to play. Iron that. Get them out there. Get them all out there. Except for, you know, the guys that you want to keep off the field.
That's right.
The big names that you want to keep off the field. Go put Joe Flacco out there for a
So who are they going to start? Are they
drive.
Are they starting Stetson Bennett?
I believe so.
And he's had moments.
But Stetson Bennett, hell, he's almost as old as Joe Flacco.
There's a certain part of Rams Twitter when you go search through that that wants Stetson Bennett to start the season because they don't think Stafford is ready, even though Sean McVay yesterday in a press conference said he's responded well to his epidural all week
and
will be ready to go week one.
Oh my God.
But won't be traveling to Cleveland.
Somehow they found a way over the last couple of years. You thought that the bottom was going to fall out, and they still found a way to go 10-7 both those years and win the division last year. They won the division, I do believe. And made it to what, the divisional round where they lost to the Eagles? Ain't no fault in losing to the eventual Super Bowl champs. Yeah, it's a tough team. It's a weird team. That's the type of team where they are my reason why it's like, no, don't tank. They had every reason in the world to tank. Stafford won the Super Bowl. He fell off a cliff physically. I mean, he's still got it mentally, right. And if he can keep upright, he's still got an arm. But, I mean, physically, I mean, the poor guy's falling apart.
They had no draft picks.
They had no draft picks. They could have sat there and sucked up the room and won four games. Remember, I told you that whole – remember there was that whole conversation about them falling off? I go, you know what would be great if Sean McVay did? Get out of the Rams, go to the booth, be in the booth for a year, you get the pick of the litter.
We thought that's what he would do.
You get the pick of the litter. And there were so many people going, Ken, I agree. They got no picks. The bottom's falling out here. And they found a way with them vets – to keep it going and to stay ahead. So for the ones who just want to tank it out every single year, and, well, that's the only way you can do it, I offer evidence to the contrary, and I offer the team that we're going to be playing tomorrow in the preseason because they still find a way to keep their heads above water. Coming up at 8:22 this morning, Daryl Ryder going to join us on the show. How long could this Quinshon Judkins deal stand? I mean, how long is this going to last here? Jason Lloyd, he was on Afternoon Drive yesterday. And, Jason has a way of just making everybody upset, including myself. And he's just the messenger here. People don't like it. He does not have a good bedside manner. He reminds me of you. That's probably why I like hosting the show so much with him when you're out. You are out. You will always be my number one. You understand that. But Jason's probably number two. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, I know what you want.
But would you be my number one?
It has to happen. It has to happen. So I'm going to wait. I didn't mean to set you up like that.
I was just saying it was very nice, but you might as well do it.
Yeah. Does Lime account?
Well, if he's your number one.
Okay, power ranking. Lime number one with a bullet, like 18 spots. Dead serious. Then Jason.
Then you're going to slight like four other guys. Let's go.
Then Daryl.
All right. Respectable.
Wow.
Yeah. Then Daryl. No offense to anybody else. Sometimes me and Daryl have burned the house down a couple of times. Me and Daryl have... Well, wait a minute. Nah, never mind. I can't say that one.
He's not here anymore.
Nah, Daryl is... Daryl definitely can help burn the house down. All right. Jason was on Afternoon Drive yesterday. And don't be mad at Jason. He's just reporting what he knows. If you're mad at anybody, be mad at the Browns. Because he said, basically, this depth chart is set. Shador, he ain't passing Dylan Gabriel.
No, I don't think so. Not at this point. If it was going to happen, it would happen already. It's what, August, what, 21st? If he was going to pass him, he would have passed him already. Now, if he goes out and plays out of his mind Saturday, I mean, I don't know, maybe. But, I mean, we thought he played great against Jacksonville. And then he got hurt, understandably, you know, maybe. But I don't think he was passing Dylan anyway. I think they like Dylan more. I think they trust Dylan more. And, again, it may not make sense to you. It doesn't always make sense to me. But I think they're looking at things and looking for things differently than how we see it. And there's been plenty of quarterbacks who have looked terrific in preseason games who never panned out in the NFL. I think he will get a turn, but I don't think it's coming anytime soon.
Jason.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I met Carolina. I'm not going to hammer him for that, for crying out loud. I know what he said. The only counterpoint I would say, but it's only hoping. It's not, well, I don't want to say I hope, but it would only be a person's hope of they're notoriously quiet about everything. At least Kevin tries to be notoriously quiet about everything. A lot of other people are a lot over there. But he tries to be notoriously quiet about stuff and doesn't make big splashes, does not want to draw attention to depth charts and things like that. So they wouldn't have changed the depth chart even if there is a change. But at this juncture, I will tell you guys, I would be very surprised. And I personally disagree. I personally disagree. But I know that they're trying to win as many games as they possibly can to keep themselves employed. So I understand what they're doing. I just, as a person who ain't going to get fired over their wins and losses because I ain't their coach, I would want Shador number two because I think he has the highest ceiling and I'd like to see as much as I possibly could before we go into next year's draft. But I think that that's definitely in the minority over there. And if they gave me all the reasons that I'm about to give you here with Jason Lloyd, I could probably understand where they're coming from. But I think as of right now, when we go into week one against Cincinnati, that week coming up in 2 weeks, I think Shador would still, I think they'll keep four. I think everybody thinks that, and Shador will be number four.
You know, obviously, we are privy to so little of what the team is seeing every day. We're seeing the beautiful throws. And again, apparently, a few days ago, he had two of the best throws you've ever seen at Browns training camp. Don't take my word for it. Zach Jackson said it.
Oh, Browns so, shared it, too.
So yeah. And the Browns have been sharing stuff. And obviously, you saw the preseason game. And unfortunately, him not being able to play in that second preseason game, I was that a huge hit or were the Browns, did they already have their minds made up? I don't know. But they also have to trust him to run an offense. And the stuff that we see in preseason game number one probably has very little to do with running an offense. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I know that's hard because we've seen so many rookies just come in and perform that you just get excited. You get excited when you hear elite ability to be accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep hearing that about Shador. Not his Colorado people saying that. People in the NFL that are saying elite levels of accuracy. So part of me is like, how does that not translate to the NFL? But if the coaches are seeing stuff behind the scenes that, I mean, he's got to be failing every test. I don't know any other way that this could be possible, that he's fourth on the depth chart, other than they think he can't do any of the stuff related to actually running an offense.
Is it he's failing every test, or is he just not ready? You know, failure is a strong word to
wouldn't
use.
Wouldn't that be
but
not? What's the difference?
Failure is a strong, strong word.
If he's passing the test, then he wouldn't. He'd be ready, right?
But is he even being tested?
I would hope so. I would think they're doing that with all the quarterbacks.
What's the meaning, as far as the test?
Meaning, all right, do you know the playbook? Check. Can you get us in and out of these sets? Do you understand and recognize what you're seeing defensively? That linebacker, we have him signaled. All right, we have action here. We've got, you know, pre-snap motion. All right, keep your eyes on him. What does this mean? What does this trigger mean? Okay, all those different things that you would think, you know, he's born in a football family. I'd be surprised if this stuff wouldn't come easy to him. But what other reason would it be? Like, what is holding him back, I guess, is what I don't understand. And why is Dylan Gabriel still ahead of him?
I probably has to be, well, one, the injuries involved, I'm sure. Two, it would have to be the processing. But again, if you're
wasn't,
processing,
isn't
there.
Wasn't Dylan injured too?
Yeah, Dylan was injured, but Dylan obviously started off higher than him. So there's always going to be preconceived notions, right? You use a word, what is it, confirmation bias? If you're there, if you already had him ahead of Shedeur Sanders, what can Shedeur really do to get ahead of him? Because this goes on with what Jason said a little bit later on, is that the Browns, they flat out trust Dylan Gabriel more than they do Shedeur.
I think they trust him more. I think they believe that he can handle more. And I was talking to an NFL coach this week who watched the tape of Shedeur's first game against Carolina and said he was late. He was really, really late. He said, I know the numbers look great, but he was really late on a lot of throws and a lot of places. It was nowhere near where the ball was supposed to go. Now, that's an NFL coach saying that. That's not me saying that. And when we watch it, we see, I mean, the throw he made in the end zone was an unbelievable throw. NFL coaches are looking at different things than we are. Obviously, that's why he went to the fifth round. Mm-hmm. That's why he stuck behind Dylan Gabriel. They're looking for things differently than what we think we see with our eyes. That's the only explanation I have. And I say that as someone who wants to see Shedeur play.
I mean, we all want to see Shedeur. I think there's just a giant difference between the fans, the media, and the Browns. And I think that this is going to be a weird thing where I can see a mess coming. What do they do to avoid the mess? What do they do? Because it's...
Well, what do you mean by mess?
The possibilities of a season. A mess between the Browns not doing very well this year, them putting out quarterbacks we don't want to see, and then us screaming and yelling about the Cleveland Browns being terrible and a terrible organization and terribly coached and a lot of things that maybe we might have to take back or might just all be affirmed. Like, that's the type of mess I'm talking about. Like, them not being a very good football team, them losing games, and us sitting here pounding the table, wanting to see one quarterback because we think we're wasting our time with the other ones. I mean, I have not got to see Kenny Pickett really in a Browns uniform whatsoever. Joe Flacco, we know about Joe. I don't know how long Joe's going to play, and if you just go down the line, it's Joe, great, because it's August 21st, 22nd. You go, Joe, great. Kenny, whatever, whatever, Shedeur. Guys, I think we've already seen, do you or do you not think, I know it's been one preseason game and one half. I think we've gotten way closer to Dylan Gabriel's ceiling of what we're going to see with him than we've ever will with Shedeur.
Well,
I feel one guy has such a stronger ceiling.
That's hard for me to say just based on
it
a little
very
bit,
hard.
Very little preseason
action. The fans can only go by what they've seen,
obviously,
Anthony.
I thought that before the preseason. I'm not going to ding Gabriel for as little as I've gotten to see. And quite frankly, as little as I've got to see from Shedeur either. I mean, fine, Jason Lloyd saying he talked to a coach that said he's late on all these throws. Again, such a small sample. And that inherently is the issue with this setup is you were guaranteeing a small sample, the smallest sample possible, even smaller than all the other young quarterbacks in the league. You were guaranteeing that by this ridiculous setup. And I'm surprised that I don't hear more criticism about the setup.
The more you call it ridiculous as the season goes on, the louder that becomes. Because I think people are somewhat hopeful. There's definitely people out there that think this is already an unmitigated disaster. I'm not one of them yet, but I'm hopeful. And I think there's a lot of people are because we're at the beginning of a season and it's going to be a long year, 17 weeks, we're 18 weeks, where a lot of people are hoping that, hey, this isn't going to be as terrible as what some people say, but you can already see it from here. If Shedeur is going to be number four and I look at you and you don't disagree with me that Shador's ceiling is higher, then I think a lot of us are going to get to, guys, you're 2-7. What are you doing with this kid out here? What are you doing with Kenny Pickett out here? Why do I have the guy that Kenny was talking about gloves and not being that great a quarterback and the Steelers running him out of town and saying he was not a good leader and all that other crap? Why are we playing this guy when I got either Dylan, and then we'll get to the Dylan stuff, and then I got Shador Sanders sitting there where I got a guy like Zach Jackson who we're going to play coming up at 6:42 where he says that in a year he could end up being great. Because that's another concern. Shador might end up being great, but his timeline and the Browns' timeline might not add up. I am getting texts from people who are listening. Can I say my personal texts brought to you by, like, I'll just say, I'm getting texts from people who are listening. Like, I'm not trying to out Jason sources whatsoever, but they make such a good point, I have to put it out there. I'm not going
to
sit
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
They're speculate on his sources, all right? But he says, it's interesting, you have an NFL coach that said that about Shador, talking about Jason. One, could it be a Browns coach? Because what other NFL coach is sitting down wasting time watching Shador do film study right now? Or watching Shador on film right now?
He did say, he said an NFL coach. He didn't say current or former. He just said an NFL coach.
Because what other coach would know what his read should be with these play calls? They have no idea how he's being coached with this offense and what they're looking to get done. I think some people... All right, if there was... The person texting me is making a hell of a point here. I didn't even think about it. Now, I'm not going to call up Jason and go, who's your source? Because that's silly, and I'm not going to do that. But the only thing I could say is that the system, the offense is the offense. Other teams run this offense. Kevin is not just the only person who's ever run this offense in the history. So he might know where that Shador needs to go to the football watching this. But the first part of it, if it's a current NFL coach, they're watching their own guys. They got to pick a 53. They might be getting ready for, unless it was a Carolina coach. That's the only other thing I would think of. Maybe it was a guy from Carolina. Do we need to look over the Carolina? Nah, I don't want to do anything like that. That would be a hell of a point. So if it's a person who maybe is inside, I don't know, then you're kind of saying how far he has to go. Which is not failing a test to me. Sorry.
Real quick, Anthony. What if it's a coach of a team that's looking for a quarterback? They don't think they have their quarterback right now. And so they're watching other teams that could be moving
on. In terms of like a backup, not a starter, right?
Yeah. That would be what? Jets, Colts.
I think there's a lot of those out there right now.
All right. Well, we're getting down to the nitty gritty. What were you going to say there, Tone?
That I just from the 30,000 foot perspective of watching the little that any of us have gotten to watch. Like it's going to be hard for Browns fans, especially the ones that are really optimistic about Shador. It's going to be hard for them to have to hear about how late he is on all these throws when they also saw the other rookie quarterback. And he didn't look any better than Shador. In fact, I think all of us would say Shador looked better.
Yeah.
So it's going to be hard. What? So he was just getting lucky, but Dylan Gabriel was getting unlucky. Like, it's just going to be hard for any fans to want to hear that, especially when all they're hearing is Shador's accuracy, how great his accuracy is. So, yeah, okay, you expect most rookie quarterbacks are going to be behind. Now, famously, Patrick Mahomes, you know, even after a year of waiting and where they were grooming him to be the next guy, all you heard from Patrick Mahomes was, I still couldn't read a defense. It took me like 3 years in the NFL before I could read where a linebacker was. So, okay, so every rookie is going to be behind. That doesn't mean you should be behind Dylan Gabriel. Like, that still doesn't answer that question.
The only reason I would think he is behind, and you're right, like the play on the field would tell fans otherwise. So you want to trust your own eyes when you're watching it. But if all this is preparation and getting ready for it, then I would imagine that Dylan Gabriel, even though Shador has played a lot of football in his own right, Dylan Gabriel is probably better at the pregame preparation, knowing what they want to do in the offense. He's played in so many different offenses that he's ready to go earlier than what Shador is. I would say, again, the talent, and I got several people disagreeing with me online, 216-474-0092. I feel that the talent, the ceiling, is all on Shador's side. Is all on Shador's side. But I when I say that this is heading towards a mess, is that you know where this goes. If they don't win games with Joe, you're immediately going to think, what are we wasting our time with Kenny Pickett for? And then already I think a lot of people go, how high could the ceiling really be on Dylan Gabriel?
Yeah,
anybody at all said that Dylan Gabriel could be a really good NFL quarterback, franchise quarterback? Not a single person has said it. Even when they drafted him, it was, well, this guy could be a good backup in the NFL.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Where I have Zach Jackson.
And that was the optimistic point of view.
And we got Zach Jackson on his podcast. And this is Zach, who is as Eeyore as anybody, who's saying that, yeah, Shador could be really good within a year of development.
I think Shador's strengths of being able to layer the ball, being able to have the right timing while on the move or about to be on the move or as a play kind of breaks down really showed that. He does have elite accuracy and placement when he's on. He hasn't been on every day. He's been on a lot of days. He is worth further development. And again, don't rush these guys. Let's all see Shador Sanders after a year. And whether that year means 9 months or 12 months or 16 or even 24 of NFL weight room, NFL coaching / meeting / playbook / a little bit of seasoning, actually being used to his surroundings and teammates. I'm telling you, there is a starting quality, really tantalizing player in there. But in terms of actually getting there and doing it the right way, there doesn't need to be a rush. And for all the Sanders fans who have screamed, he's better, he's better, he's better. As I've told you many times, yes, think bigger. The kid is good enough.
That's great. And I love that Zach said that. But as a Browns fan who also does like Shador Sanders, I don't have the time. Because you could see a scenario where if Kevin gets fired after this year, you're taking a quarterback still in the first round next year. Kevin gets fired this coming year, if he were. I don't want him fired, but if it goes that way, then damn it, like a new coach, does a new coach want any of that? Does a new regime want any of that? They may just let Sanders go. Well, and by that time, the Sanders fans might just be championing it that he gets let go by the Browns.
Yeah, well, they won't want him here. Yeah,
and I would like him to have his shot.
Because the focus is going to be on the Browns draft pick next year. Quarterback is going to get all the scrutiny. They're going to want him to get all the reps. They're not going to want to be splitting reps. And even then at that point, you're right. So I think, unfortunately for Shador, this now, what you would have thought would have been a good situation for him because we don't have a quarterback, now you're hearing he's not ready. He's got to wait. He's got to sit out. He's got to learn. Well, that takes us right into next year where, hey, the focus is going to be on the next top draft pick.
And a fan for a Browns fan out there, and this is a fan any team, your money's your money. You spend your money, but you're talking about your emotions, really, and your time is your biggest currency. You do not want to have your time wasted. You want to have your season to stand for something. And I would say that the majority of Browns fans out there would feel that their time will not be wasted if they see Shador Sanders earlier than later. They would feel that their time is wasted with Kenny Pickett or Dillon Gabriel. It's that simple. I have a guy that Zach Jackson, who has, like, what, one quarterback in the history of us talking to Zach with the Browns? One, two, maybe? And, like, how much do you like him? Saying these nice things about Shador Sanders? Saying these good things about Shador Sanders? It's like, I want him to be ready. I don't want to rush him. If he's not ready, we're going to soil him before it's even we get the chance to do it. But, man, you're going to reach a point there where you're going to get around Thanksgiving, and if this team ain't doing well and it ain't Joe Flacco out there, you're going to go, what is this? What are we doing here? What is holding him back? Because already fans don't trust the Browns. So if they're telling you Shador isn't ready, there's going to be plenty of people going, I don't believe you. Put him in because I'm going to be here. You may not be. And I want to see what this kid has before I invest my emotions and my time in one of these other guys that are getting ready to play in college next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.